रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कलियुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत पुराण फ्रॉम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 26 वर्स नंबर 11 सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू कवर फ्रॉम वर्स नंबर 11 टू वर्स नंबर 18 ओके तथा क्षुत्रित परिश्रणातो निवृतो गृहम एवान कृत्स्नानोचित कृत्स्नान उचित आहार संविवेश गतक्लमः तथा क्षुत्रित परिश्रणातो निवृतो गृहम एवान् कृत्स्नान उचित आहार संविवेश गतक्लमः तथा क्षुत्रित परिश्रणातो निवृतो गृहम एवान् कृतस्नानोचित आहार संविवेश गतक्लमः ततक्षुत्रित परिश्रणातो निवृताः गृहम् एवान् कृतस्नानोचित आहार संविवेशागतक्लमः ततक्षुत्रित परिश्रणातो निवृतः गृहम् एवान् कृतस्नानोचित आहार संविवेशः गतक्लमः ततक्षुत्रित् परिश्रणातो निवृतः गृहम् एवान् कृतस्नानोचित आहार संविवेशः गतक्लमः ओके व्हाट टू वर्ड मीनिंग ततः देयर आफ्टर शुत बाय हंगर त्रित थर्स्ट परिश्रानत बीइंग टू फैटिग निवृता हैविंग सीज्ड गृहम एवान केम बैक टू हिज होम कृता टेकन स्नान बाथ उचित आहार एग्जैक्टली रिक्वायर्ड फूडस्टफ्स संविवेश टुक रेस्ट गतक्लमः फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल फैटिक ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इच्छा है ट्रांसलेशन आफ्टर दिस द किंग वेरी मच फैटिक हंग्री एंड थर्स्टी रिटर्न टू हिज रॉयल पैलेस आफ्टर रिटर्निंग ही टूक ए बाथ एंड हैड ए अप्रोप्रिएट डिनर Then he took rest and thus became freed from all restlessness. Okay, purport. A materialistic person works throughout the whole week very, very hard. He is always asking, where is money? Where is money? Then at the end of the week, he wants to retire from this activity and go to some secluded place to rest. King Puranjana returned to his home because he was very much fatigued from hunting animals in the forest. In this way, his conscience came to stop him from committing further sinful activities and make him return home. In Bhagavad Gita, materialistic persons are described as Duskritana, which indicates those who are always engaged in sinful activities. When a person comes to his senses and understands how he is engaging in sinful activities, he returns to his conscience, which is herein figuratively described as the palace. Generally, a materialistic person is infected by the material modes of passion and ignorance. The results of passion and ignorance are lust and greed. In the life of materialistic activity means working in lust and greed. However, when he comes to his senses, he wants to retire. According to Vedic civilization, such retirement is positively recommended and this portion of life is called Vanaprastha. Retirement is absolutely necessary for a materialistic who wants to become free from the activities of sinful life. King Puranjana's coming home, taking bath, having an appropriate at dinner indicate that a materialistic person must retire from sinful activity and become purified by accepting a spiritual master and hearing from him about the values of life. If one would do this, he would feel completely refreshed, just as one feels after taking a bath. After receiving initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, one must abandon all kind of sinful activity, namely illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. The word uchita ahara used in this verse is important. Uchita means appropriate. One must eat appropriately and not take after food as hogs take after stool. For a human being, there are eatable described in Bhagavad Gita 17.8, sattvic ahara, or means foods in the mode of goodness. One should not indulge in eating food in the mode of passion and ignorance. This is called uchita ahara, or appropriate eating. One who is always eating meat or drinking liquor, who is eating and drinking his mode of passion and ignorance, must give these things up so that his real consciousness may be awakened. In this way, one may become peaceful and refreshed. If one is restless or fatigued, one cannot understand the science of God. As it is stated in Bhagavat Puran, evam prasanno manaso bhagavata bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Unless one can become free from the influence of passion and ignorance, he cannot be pacified, and without being pacified, one cannot understand the science of God. King Puranjana's returning home is indicative of man's returning to his original consciousness, known as Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary for one who has committed a lot of sinful activity, especially killing animals or hunting in the forest. Very important. Prabhupada is telling, Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary for one who has committed a lot of sinful activity. Means there is no other option. Krishna consciousness is a mandatory for, especially if a person has committed sinful activities.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So I welcome all of you to this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are going to discuss from the 4th canto, 26th chapter, sloka number 11. And we are going further, not on 11. So 11 to 18 is assigned to me for discussing today. So it's a lot of slokas today. Let's see how we are covering the slokas. So in the dynasty of Dhruva Maharaj, Prachini Varisat comes, and the sons of Prachini Varisat are the Prachetas. So they were ordered by the father to go to the forest and do austerity. And they were doing austerity very nicely under the sea. and they were chanting Rudra Geet and they're pleasing Lord Shiva. Everything was going very nicely. But Narada Muni is very compassionate in nature. He always sees that everybody should be delivered. So when he sees that sons were practicing so nicely bhakti, so then he thinks that what about the father? Just like if you remember the Daksha. When the Hareshas and Savalasvas, they were becoming brahmachari, Narada thinks about the father, that I should also deliver the father also. But there the case was little, it happened something differently. And Daksha cursed Narada Muni. But here, again Narada Muni comes to Prachina Varisat also, to deliver Prachina Varisat, because he was too entangled in the karma kanda. Prachina Varisat, practically the whole earth was filled with the kusa grasses because of his yajnas. And Narada was explaining. So Narada has a different plan. So he was an expert preacher. According to the time, place and circumstance, Narada Muni sees that what I should tell to this person so that he will become a devotee. So when he sees Prachina Varisat, he was too entangled in the karmakanda activity and is killing the animals practically like anything. Means for each yajna, he has to kill an animal. So then Narada Muni devised a plan and he plans to tell an allegorical story. And through that story, he will explain that what is the consequence of killing so many animals. Because you are doing yajna every day and killing animals every day. So there is a chance that there is a chance of mistake while doing yajna. And if the animal is not killed properly, then he will take the revenge. And the sin, he have to suffer for that. So nicely he is explaining the allegorical story. And in the previous class, previous chapter, we saw that the Puranjana and Puranjani. So Puranjana is the soul, Jivatma. So here practically Prachina Varisat, Puranjana. And Puranjani, whom the Puranjana is following, whenever she eats, he also eats. Whenever she drinks, he also drinks. Whenever she sleeps, he also sleeps. That means practically the Jiva is following the intelligence. And this intelligence is material intelligence. It is not absorbing in Krishna consciousness, but in the mundane activity, it is trapping the Jiva. And practically, it's like the Jiva is following his mundane intelligence and engaged in sinful activity. And now in the 26th chapter, here the story is little slightly changed. Chakravarti Pada explains, now the intelligence is no more material intelligence. So here in this 26th chapter, here the intelligence is denoting to dharmic intelligence. Means this intelligence in the path of dharma. That's how the chapter begins. 26th chapter. And one day, Puranjan become restless. Are bahut ho gaya iska sunke. Dharmic intelligence, puja part. He wants little freedom now. So he devised a plan to go to forest for enjoyment. And he, without informing this dharmic intelligence, he boarded his car and left for forest. So that's how the explains the verse number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all these beginning verses. How each part of the chariot is representing the body. The soul is enjoying in this body and is goes to the forest. And he has not informed the dharmic intelligence. Means practically the dharmic intelligence he left in the home. And he went to the forest for hunting. So Chakravarti Pada says hunting means what? Prabhupada tells very graphically, hunting means woman hunting. Prabhupada study. That means practically he is going for enjoyment, doing some sinful activity. What the dharmic intelligence will not sanction. That is the reason he left dharmic intelligence. And he is doing his sense enjoyment. That's how the verse 4, 5, 6, all these verses what we have covered, that is explaining all these things. And then he is telling that, but that also, because he is a Kshatriya king, so to a king, hunting animals are allowed. Because that's how they keep up their passionate nature to kill animal and see blood. So that in the war also they can kill opponent. But while doing that, he was killing so many innocent animals also. And he was going out of control. So there Prabhupada is telling, this is how the sense gratification is. So sense gratification is allowed restricted sense gratification is allowed. But the problem is that when somebody does sense gratification, there is a high chance that he may cross the boundary and he may cross the limit. So that's how the verse 4, 6, 7 is explained here. And then he explains that verse 9. So when a person engages so much in the sense gratification, the devotees, they feel very unhappy. Because why? Because devotees are very merciful. So devotee can't see how a person is engaged in the sense gratification. So that pains a devotee. So that's because the devotees are very sensitive to sinful activity. So there we can see how the Mrigari was killing so many animals rampantly. And that time Narada Muni was visiting through that forest, and Narada Muni saw animals who were half killed. Some birds were flapping their wings, and some deers, arrows had pierced their neck, and the deers were flapping their for the life. And that time Narada Muni saw this Mrigari. And he tells that, why are you killing so many animals? So Mrigari says that, "Are, this is my parampara of my dynasty, to kill the animal, especially half killing the animal. When they flap for their life and when they're crying, and that time I get happiness in my heart." And Narada tells that, at least if you want to kill, then kill them fully. Why you are killing them half and the torturing them like that? You know what is the consequence of that? Then Narada Muni tells about the sin and the reaction, what is awaiting in the next life. And Mrigari become very fearful. And that's how the Mrigari changed his profession. So here also Prabhupada tells that devotees, they feel very pain when they see non-devotees killing animal, slaughtering the animals. That is the verse 9. And verse 10, Puranjana was committing so many sinful activity. So many sinful activity. So the thing is that when a person commits so many sinful activity, one, if little dharmic he is, then he feels tired after committing sinful activity. Because that fifth sense, that Paramatma is there in the heart, that always he gives the signal that this is not good, not good, not good. Similarly, Puranjana also felt one day, what am I doing here in this forest, killing so many animals? And then Puranjan started repenting. I should not do all these things. Just like Govardhan Leela, you can see Indra, when he was torturing, showering torrents of rain on the Vrindavan, Brajavasis, and all were like, Indra was sending the cloud, sending that lightning thunderbolt to destroy the Vrindavan. And then he was telling that, you go front, I'll go behind, and I'll also put my thunderbolt on top of that. And everything was smashing on Vrindavan, but then he realized that nothing has happened to the Vrindavan. Not a single particle of sand was coming out of the Govardhan. And then he realized, I think he might be my god, Vishnu, because nothing is happening. And that time, the messenger of Kamsa comes to Indra and he tells, oh Indra, you are doing very good. Well done, well done. So who you are? I am Drumila, I am the messenger of Kamsa. And Kamsa has sent a letter for you. Kamsa has congratulated you that for your well done activities. So Indra was surprised, my God, the good wishes are coming from my enemy. What happened? And Kamsa is given a message that you have done a very nice thing. And these forest dwellers, they are not understanding your position. Don't worry, I will perform a nice yajna for you. The Kamsa is telling to Indra. And you don't worry, I'll do nice yajna and you will get all the credit. So you will become happy in your position. And that time Indra realized, my God, my demons are sending messages and they are sending best luck to me. What am I doing? I am committed such a sinful activity. I am attacked my own Lord Vishnu. And he started repenting like anything. And he stopped eating, stopped sleeping. And he went to then Brihaspati. Then Brihaspati told, I can't do anything, Baba. It's a very risky job. You go to Brahma. Then goes to Brahma. Then Brahma tells Suravi. So this repentation comes when a person is a little dharmic. That is my point. Because Indra was a devata, although he committed so many sinful activities, he tried to kill the Vrajavasis, because he was a dharmic person, he repented. Similarly, this Puranjana, he was also little dharmic.
So he has tried to kill so many animals, but after killing so many animals, he started repenting that I shouldn't do all this activity. It is not good. And then in the verse, today's verse, verse number 11, Puranjan thought that, oh my God, I left my dharmic intelligence. I should accept my dharmic intelligence. That means he is planning to return to his own home. That is the verse number 11. So now verse number 11 to verse number 18 we will cover now. So when I was reading all these verses, I realized that Chakravarti Pad gives a nice commentary to all these verses. He gives the spiritual significance of this meaning of this allegorical story. But when I was reading Prabhupada's purport, Prabhupada also giving spiritual significance, but Prabhupada also giving the, he takes literally the meaning of the sloka and he gives the Vedic lifestyle. How to live a nice dharmic lifestyle. So then I was thinking that Chakravarti Pad was not at all touching this. He was just giving the spiritual significance. So, because when Chakravarti Pad was giving his commentary, that time the people were Vedic. 500 years ago, people were following the Vedic standard properly. So no need to give extra Vedic lifestyle. So he was just giving the spiritual significance. But when Prabhupada is giving commentary in the Kali Yuga, especially the Western civilization, people don't know what is Vedic lifestyle. So Prabhupada has to give the extra Vedic lifestyle also, how to live the life. So that is the difference between two commentary I realized. So I'll touch wherever important Vedic point comes in the Prabhupada purport point also, that I'll try to also cover. So verse number 11. Tatha kshutrit parishnato. Tatha, thereafter, kshutrit. Kshut means, it's like hunger. He's feeling now hungry. Trit means like thirsty. He's feeling hungry and thirsty. Parishrato. Parishrato means exhausted. Totally he's now exhausted from hunger and thirst. Puranjan, because he's killing so many animals in the forest, now totally exhausted from hunger and thirst. Means he's repenting for his sinful activity. So many sinful activity I have committed, he's now repenting. Nivruto griham eivan. Nivruto means he has gave up his hunting. Nivruta. He gave up his hunting business. Griham eivan. Griham is house. He returned to his own house. That is means he gave up the sinful activity. Now he is trying to situate it in dharma. Prabhupada gives his commentary. Gave up sinful activity means following for regulative principle. So Prabhupada is current acharya. He is related to the current scenario. No meditating, no interest, no electricity, no gambling. So following these four regulative principles means nivruta. And then Prabhupada telling returning to home. Returning to home means situated in our original Krishna consciousness. Jiva's Jivar Swarupai Krishna Nitya Das. So when the Jiva situated in his original situation, Krishna consciousness, that is the called here Griham Eivan. Third line, krita snana uchita ahara. Krita, then he took what? Snana. So when he returned to his home, he took a nice shower. That means he become refreshed. Snana karne ke baad we feel refreshed, na? So he become refreshed. So Chakravarti Pad tells that when a person commits sinful activity, when he atoned for his sin, he feel refreshed. He is repented, now he did his atonement. So he feels refreshed. So Prabhupada tells little advance. So when a person feels that he is so sinful, he should take initiation from a Vaishnava guru. He goes little advance. Take a diksha from a Pramanik guru, that is called feeling refreshed. Means all your sin are destroyed and you got a new life. That is Prabhupada is telling here. And then Uchita Ahara. Krita snana uchita ahara. Uchita means suitable, ahara food. He is taking suitable food. So Chakravarti Pad tells that because he was doing so many sinful activity, eating, killing animals, so he gave up the meat and liquor. Because to do the passionate activity, people sometimes take the meat and liquor. So he gave up that. So Prabhupada goes little advance. So he takes uchita ahara means sattvic ahar. Suddha sattvic ahar. That is what? Guess. Krishna Prasad. So Prabhupada tells only the jiva should eat Krishna prasadam. The food offered to Krishna, that should only he eat. That is the Krishna prasadam, Prabhupada tells. And then the last line of the sloka, fourth line, samvivesha gataklama. Samvivesha gataklama. Gataklama means after taking nice shower, Puranjana is feeling now refreshed. Refreshed. And then samvivesha. Samvivesha means abhi thoda rest le liya. He took little rest now. Because he was tired in the forest for hunting. Now he took a nice shower. Now he is feeling, let me take little rest. So taking rest means jiva is situated in its original steady state. Chakravarti Pada explains. So in this purport, if you read, Prabhupada is highlighting a very important point, Vedic lifestyle, about vanaprastha life. Prabhupada is telling, no matter whatever a jiva does, whether such a rich person or a sinful person, the retirement of his materialistic activity is very important. Vanaprastha life is very important. I mean, this is the time the jiva should focus in hearing and chanting. Then on that point, Prabhupada is highlighting the purport. Here also, if you will see, Narada Muni is doing the same thing. Narada Muni is going into the Prachina Varishad. He is explaining that, oh my king, please retire from your active life and focus your life in hearing chanting. Our Adhikesa Prabhu has retired and focus in hearing chanting here in Govardhan Eco Village. Practical example. So here Narada Muni is telling to Prachina Varishad, so please retire from your kingly life and focus on hearing and chanting. So that concept Prabhupada is highlighting in the purport. That retirement is compulsory for a living entity. So this is what the verse 11 is explaining. So now let's go to the verse 12. So these verses, I'll not touch the Sanskrit sloka, just I'll tell the theme, and then I'll touch the Chakravarti Pada's commentary and Prabhupada's salient point. So now, when Puranjan comes to his house, he remembers about his wife. Oh my God, I forgot my wife. Where is my wife now? So he's searching about his dharmic intelligence. So that is, Chakravarti Pada tells that this hearing is very important. When a jiva hears about Lord Krishna, that helps the jiva to remember about Lord's abode, the Vaikuntha planet. And Prabhupada is telling, hearing is, always Prabhupada goes little advanced. Hearing is important, but hearing from whom? That is very important. Hearing from saintly person, from the Vaishnavas. Otherwise, it's like the milk touched by the snake's poison. And then, he's telling, he remembered about his queen. And okay. So then Prabhupada is telling that by hearing from the saintly person, that reminds the soul to remember his own sorupa. Jiver sorupaye Krishnara Nitya Das. Who am I? I am the part and parcel of Lord Krishna. So this remembrance comes when a jiva hears from a Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava, sadhu sangha, sadhu sastra guru vakya chitete koriyakya. So when he hears from a sadhu, by taking the words of the sadhu in his heart, he reinstanted in his original sorupaje Krishnara Nitya Das. That is explained in the verse 12. But the interesting thing happened in the verse 13, he is not able to see his wife. The wife is now angry. Sometimes the grihasthas can relate. Sometimes if the Mataji is telling something and the husband is not following and the husband does his own work, and when he comes to the house, the Mataji may not talk with the husband and the Mataji may do his manlila. So then the husband has to appease the Mataji. So that is now happening here. Because Puranjan has, without informing his Mataji, he went to hunting. And so that was not sanctioned by the wife, Puranjani. So now he is coming and he is not able to see the Mataji. Mataji is not there in the house. So now he's become tension. Oh, where is my Mataji? So he's searching now in the house. So the verse 13, now he did not find the Mataji. Means dharmic intelligence. The intelligence is not finding. But he is very proud. Because he is thinking that I have done a very great work. because I killed so many animals. Just like Krishna, when he killed Arishtasura, he was feeling very proud before the gopis. I have killed demon. But gopis told him, we won't talk with you. What happened? I killed a demon. You did a gohatya. Arey Baba, I killed a demon. Whatever it may be, but it was in the guise of a bull. So you killed a gohatya. We will not talk with you. So similarly here, Puranjana is totally displeased with Puranjana. And he is not there in the house only. So then he is little tensed, and that time he is searching for that. So it is explained here in the sloka that his mind was totally captivated by the Cupid. Means he wanted to take association of his wife. That means what? He wanted to take association of his dharmic intelligence. So the allegorical story is a little esoteric, but we have to understand the spiritual significance of the allegorical story. So he is totally enamored by the Cupid, means he wanted to take association of the wife. That means he wanted to take association of his dharmic intelligence. That is the meaning of this. And Prabhupada gives a nice purport here. So sometime the devotee also have different vasanas. So Prabhupada relate with a devotee, a sadhaka. So sometime devotee commits some sinful activity because of the past sinful impressions. Although not willingly, but because of the past samskara, before committing to Krishna consciousness, he has committed so many sinful things. So that vasanas are there in the mind. So because of that, sometime he commits some. I remember one of our devotee, he has a chain smoker before he was committing to Krishna consciousness. So when he was started practicing Krishna consciousness, he has declined his smoking rate, but still he was not able to stop it. So what happened? So in between sometime he used to smoke. So every day in the Bhagavatam class, in the middle of the class, he used to go out. So one devotee used to see, "Are har roj kidhar jata hai? Barabar class ke beech mein." So every day in the middle of the class, he used to go out, and after 10-15 minutes, he used to come. So one day this devotee thought, "Aaj to pata laga ke raunga kidhar jata hai." So that devotee followed this devotee. And this devotee went out and to one corner in between two houses. He went inside and he was smoking a cigarette. My God, smoking a cigarette. And this devotee, "Oh my God, what is doing?" And then he was seeing, he practically was crying also. The tears were coming from his eye. Crying and he was smoking. And then after some time, he was just coming and sitting in the Bhagavatam class. And then this devotee saw all these things. And when this devotee, after the class, he went and he asked that devotee. And that devotee was telling, "Actually, no. I know that smoking is not good. It is breaking the four regularity principle. But I am becoming mad because I was a chain smoker before becoming devotee. And practically, I was making cigarette throughout the day. But now, at least I am taking 10-15 cigarettes. But that also, I know that I should not take. But I am feeling pain in my heart. But what I can do? It is such an intoxicant. I am not able to leave it. So I am crying because I am praying to Krishna, "Oh my dear Lord, please give me the strength so that I can stop smoking cigarette." This is called past vasanas. So this is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. Non-devotee doesn't regret. He enjoys smoking cigarette. But a devotee regrets. When he commits a sin, by mystically, immediately the devotee regrets and he starts repenting. That I should not, mujhe usko aisa bolna nahi chahiye tha, I should not have speak like this. Then he goes to the devotee and, "Prabhuji, sorry," he tells sorry. That is the difference. Once there was an yatra, in Kartik yatra, so in the bus, two devotees were fighting. Fighting means they were scolding each other with different words. Another person who was not so mature in devotional life, it was a new fight. So he was totally bewildered. "My God, they are fighting like anything. Just like in the local train people fight, they are fighting in the guise of the devotional attire. They are fighting, they are scolding each other." Totally he was bewildered. Well, if this kind of things are happening, then what is the difference between devotee and non-devotee? And then in the lunch time, he was taking prasadam and he saw that two devotees. And they were doing the pastime of touching each other's feet. He's touching his feet and he's touching his feet. So they were fighting literally to take the dust of their feet. He was totally bewildered. What are they doing? Touching the feet? So then he realized. So they are little different from the outside people. They fight and immediately they ask forgiveness also. This is the difference between a devotee and non-devotee. So because of the past vasanas, they may sometime commit some bad activity, but immediately they rectify that. That is the devotee. That's what here Puranjana is doing. He wanted to rectify himself here. So Prabhupada gives a nice sloka for sadhakas to apply in our day-to-day life. Atyahara prayashascha prajalpo niyamagraha jata sangascha laulyamcha sarvir bhaktir vinyasyate. If these six things a devotee does, this is very dangerous to his life. Atyahara, eating too much, prayasa, too much endeavor for acquiring some material activity, prajalpa, talking mundane activity. So when you talk mundane activity, then the Krishna consciousness, the person loses taste in Krishna consciousness. In today's world, prajalpa means surfing in the internet, seeing here and there, Facebook, Instagram, all this nonsense activity. When person does all these things, then he loses his taste in Krishna conscious activity. You can niyamagraha, attached to the rules and regulation too much, though, so that you miss the essence of Krishna consciousness. And janasangha, taking association of non-devotees. Laulyam, greedy for the material activity. These six things a devotee should avoid. So now the verse 14. So Puranjana is trying to search for his good wife. My dear wife, where are you? He's searching, 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 but not able to find the wife. But he found somebody else. The maid servants of his wife. So the servants, he saw the other ladies of the house were the dasis of his wife. So then he saw, oh, where is your mistress? Where is the queen? So they are like the vasanas. So the intelligence is, when you are not taking help of the intelligence, the vasana is there in the mind. So sometimes just see, suppose you want to eat something. Suppose something is your favorite item. Okay? And today is the Ekadasi day. You are not supposed to eat that food. And you are going somewhere. And that fragrance comes to your nostril. Immediately the mind will get attracted to that. Why? Because of the vasanas. But your intelligence tells, no, don't look at that. Today is Ekadasi. You should not eat that. Okay. So the vasanas, the action of the senses, they act on the vasanas. Immediately they get attracted. But they cannot help you to remain in the dharma. Because they don't have that discriminating power like intelligence. So now he is taking help of this all ladies of the dasis of the intelligence. So he's asking, oh my dear ladies, have you seen your queen, mistress? So Prabhupada gives a nice purport here that he tells that this vasanas actually, Prabhupada compared this with the mind. Prabhupada gives the mind. Mind has a characteristic of thinking, willing, feeling. So people work, people act based on this thinking, feeling and willing. When I was doing my engineering in 2007, newly I got connected to ISKCON. That time I was in third year. And whenever Sunday used to come, because Sunday means it's a fun day, people used to enjoy, they go to movie theater, they go to restaurant. So that's how I used to spend Sundays. But when I got connected to ISKCON, Sundays become very critical because Sunday is the ISKCON program used to be happened, especially our ISKCON youth classes, they used to have on Sunday. So Sunday means I used to think, where should I go, ISKCON or movie theater? Because this, there used to be two categories of friends. One category is a friend, non-devotional friend. They used to call, "Arey, chalo, ye movie aaya, let's go to the movie, let's go to here, there." And call used to come from that friends. Another friend, devotee friend, "Prabhuji, are aaj class mein isko." Then I used to, in the beginning time, I used to think, practically I used to think, किधर जाऊं, किधर जाएगा तो मजा आएगा. एंड देन आई शुड थिंक ओके मूवी में जाऊंगा, इफ आई गो टू द मूवी देन आई विल वॉच मूवी एंड देन आई विल गो टू रेस्टोरेंट, देन आई टू पे टिकट प्राइस एंड देन आई टू पे प्राइस फॉर ईटिंग फूड. बिकॉज स्टूडेंट लाइफ मीन्स यू हैव टू वेरी कॉस्ट कटिंग राइट, बिकॉज यू हैव टू हैव पॉकेट मनी एंड यू टू सी अकॉर्डिंगली. सो हाँ फन इज देयर बट कॉस्ट इज ऑल्सो देयर, यू हैव टू पे फॉर दैट फन. बट हियर प्रभुजी विल गिव क्लास एंड देन नाइस कीर्तन विल हैपन, दैट टू डांसिंग कीर्तन विल हैपन विदाउट एनी कॉस्ट एंड देन नाइस प्रसादम, फिस्ट प्रसादम विदाउट एनी कॉस्ट. ओ नाइस है, विदाउट कॉस्ट एवरीथिंग इज देयर. सो देन आई शुड थिंक बेटर गो देयर, आई विल हैव ऑल द फन एंड आई हैव फ्री फूड ऑल्सो, देन आई शुड टेक जस्ट दैट लेट मी गो टू इस्कॉन. दैट्स हाउ आई बिगिन माई इस्कॉन प्रोग्राम्स. Then I never thought that I'll become like this. So, thinking, willing, feeling, the mind works on this. Mind always wants enjoyment. So, mind thinks that what I should do with less effort, I'll get enjoyment. So, mind act on that. So, sometimes you see, if you want to abstain from some kind of enjoyment, then make that very difficult job. Then mind will not do that. Sometimes like, I remember when I used to doing my engineering, I used to play a lot of video games in my computer. And practically when the exam dates were announced, I become very fearful. Oh my God, exam is now, I have to study. But this is sometime practically used to play for 3-4 hours. Then something I have to do now. So literally what I used to do, I used to pack my computer in the cargo board. In the packing, I used to pack and seal it and keep in my portmore. So that then you won't open the computer only because that is not there in front of your eyesight. And practically, nicely I used to study for a month. And after exam again, I used to unpack the computer. So whenever something, the sense object, out of sight, out of mind, that is the principle. If it is your out of sight, then automatically it will come not come to the out of mind. That is the nature of the mind. Okay. So Prabhupada gives nice visaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasopyasya param drushtva nivartante. Niraharasya dehina, suppose a person is very sick, not eating food, niraahara, not eating anything. Visaya vinivartante, then the sense object will not get attracted to his senses. Why? Because he is very weak. But rasavarjam, but the taste is there. As soon as he will be well, he will start eating all the pakoda, gulab jamun, rasmalai. Because the desire is there, but the body is not supporting. So that is not the solution. This solution will work for temporary basis. Permanent is what? Rasopyasya param drushtva nivartante. Param drushtva. When a person gets a higher taste, param drushtva, then rasopyasya nivartante. Then only he can give up this rasa. When you have a sukudi in your hand, if I'll give you a rasmalai, then you will give up sukudi and take rasmalai. So this Krishna consciousness, this taste is higher taste. When that taste will come, that is the permanent solution. A person will give up sense gratification. That's what Prabhupada is giving solution in the purport. And then in the verse 15, he comes to the house and he was not at all attracted to this sense objects. Why? Because he's getting a higher taste now. Param drishtva nivartante, he is not getting attracted to the lower senses. And then he is telling, now he is telling sastric words now. If there is no mother and wife in the house, what a learned man would remain in a house? If there is no mother, no wife, then what is the point in staying in the house? So, Prabhupada quotes here a nice verse from Chanakya Niti. Mata yasya grahe nasti, भार्या चा प्रिय वादिनी अरण्य तेन गंतव्य यथा अरण्य तथा गृहम. सो प्रभुपद इज टेलिंग माता यस्य गृहे नास्ति, इफ यू आर गृह, इफ यू आर इन योर हाउस, इफ मदर इज नॉट स्टेइंग बिकॉज ऑफ सम रीजन, मदर इज नॉट स्टेइंग विथ यू, भार्या चा अप्रिय वादिनी एंड योर वाइफ इज अप्रिय. पीपल वर्क सो हार्ड एंड कम टू हाउस. So they are expecting that the wife should talk some sweet word to them. But if she is talking and hurting you and working so hard outside and you are coming in the night and you are hearing so painful, soft word from your wife, then better don't stay in the house only. Better go to Aranya tena gantabya. Go to Aranya and stay there. Because the house is non-different than Aranya. Because the wife is shouting 24 on you and mother is not there. Then the life become very miserable. So better live that kind of householder life. So Chanakya telling, I'm not Chanakya. So here, Chakravarti Pada is telling, mother means Bhakti Devi. Mother is here, Bhakti Devi. And wife is intelligence, dharmic intelligence. Both is very important. And Prabhupada gives a nice purport here. So Prabhupada tells, the woman is supposed to be the energy of the man. Historically, in the background, every great man, there is a mother or a wife behind the heart. So when I was reading, I remember one pastime happened with His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. Somebody asked Radhana Swami Maharaj that behind every successful man, there is a wife, there is a woman, there is a lady behind. So who is the lady behind you, behind your success? So Maharaj become very silent. He's a sannyasi, what he will tell. Who is the lady behind you? So Maharaj become silent and he told, Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani, she is the Urjeswari, source of all the Urja. The Kartik month is going, Urja Vrat. So she gives the source, strength to all the sadhakas to practice the austerity. So, like that. So, in the Vedic lifestyle also, the lady are like the source, they create the child and they give all the sanskara so that the child become a good person. Just like in the Maharashtra, we can also relate. Shivaji Maharaj. Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Who was the source behind him? Mother, Jijabai. She trained such a nicely. So behind every successful person, there is a lady who empowers that person. That is the role of a mother, to give the good sanskara. So then Prabhupada is telling, but Prabhupada giving an extreme example. Take the example of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has a good wife, Vishnupriya, and good mother, Sachi Devi. In spite of having a good wife and good mother, he left his home. Why? Because he is totally exceptional. He is living for a good cause so that he can do good for the whole society. Then Prabhupada is telling, unless until you have such kind of a cause, you should not leave such kind of a wife and mother. So Prabhupada is telling. So Prabhupada is telling his own case. I left because my wife was not supporting me. I asked her, tea or me? She told tea. Prabhupada is very serious. But she was telling tea. Well, okay, you want tea? Okay, tea. And immediately Prabhupada, when the next day she woke up, Prabhupada was not there. He left the house and he went. Because Prabhupada is really serious. Such an hard work. He wrote Bhagavad Gita commentary. And just to drink tea, she sold all the paper copies, commentary of Gita, and drank tea. Prabhupada said, where is my commentary? I sold them. Where? For money. For tea, you sold my commentary. My hard work just sold. So Prabhupada became very serious. You want tea or me? And she told tea. Okay, drink your tea, I am leaving. And Prabhupada took sannyas and he never returned to his grihastha life. So Prabhupada was hinting himself only in the commentary, in the last line. And the verse 16, he started lamenting. When he was not able to see his wife, dharmic intelligence, he started lamenting for his dharmic intelligence. So this lamentation is very important because that is how a person atoned for his sinful activity. And then Prabhupada gives commentary on the dharma patni. What is the role of a dharma patni? Dharma patni is such an important thing. He's telling that if a person is a dharma patni and if he has some other wife unlawful, then the children of the dharma patni, they inherit the properties because he's the dharma patni, is the half of that husband. The Prabhupada is telling about all the chastity of a wife and he gives so many practical lessons. How can a lady maintain her chastity? Prabhupada is telling if a lady is not allowed to mix with opposite sex before the marriage, then there is a high chance that she can keep the chastity. So when you are reading all these lessons, we should vice versa applicable to the male person also. So the means in the childhood, before marriage, this free mixing with the opposite sex should not be entertained. If that is there, then they are very difficult to maintain the chastity after marriage. That is the point Prabhupada is telling. And here in this purport, Prabhupada tells the classical point. Women is a fire and male are the butter. Butter and fire should be kept separately. That point Prabhupada tells in this purport. And in the verse 17, see, he is now asking to the ladies, the servants, that where is your queen? And they are telling, just see, in that room, she is lying on the ground. She is so much angry on you. Just like when Dasarath searched for the Kaikeyi. She was in the Kopagraha. So here he sees also in the Kopagraha and she is lying on the ground. And he sees to the dharmic intelligence and he sees that he is not lying on the bed. She is lying on the ground. So it's like the dharmic intelligence should be situated in the heart. The heart is like the bed. But she is sleeping on the ground. Means the dharmic intelligence is not in your heart. You are not listening to the dharmic intelligence. Chakravadipati explains. And the Prabhupada explains another. Each purport, very nice points Prabhupada explains. Now he is taking the example of Ardhangini. The first purport was Dharmapatni, now Ardhangini. Now he is telling the Ardhangini is such a... Ardhangini protect the husband from all the sinful activity. Means Ardhangini always sees the husband, what he is doing, what he is doing, where he is going. So always she tries to protect the husband from all sinful activity. That is how Vishnu keeps Lakshmi on his chest. Goddess of fortune, that white streak, that golden streak. So that's how the Ardhangini should be kept always on his chest. Means always, you should always ask everything to him. Just imagine when Lord Shiva has to drink halal, whom he asked? He first asked to Parvati, can I drink? Then Parvati sanction, okay, go ahead. And then he drank the halal. So that is because the Ardhangini always tries to protect the husband, always in the good path. That is how Prabhupada is giving here in the purport. You can see, then Prabhupada is telling that, you can see in this whole world, always the animals also, they go in pair. Male and female, male and female. Actually, this thing made by the nature in a such a way, practical way that these opposite pairs always help each other to live in a dharmic way. So the husband also knows that the wife is observing me, so he cannot do any sinful activity. So that is how the nature had made his thing such a nice way, the grahastha ashram, that wife protects the husband and husband protects the wife. And in the sannyasi, in the brahmacharya ashram, it is like the guru and the disciple relationship. The disciple always meditates on the guru and he thinks that guru is observing me. In this way, the disciple is remain protected. And the last verse, today's verse, verse 18. So when he sees that the queen is laying on the ground, he started repenting. He started crying that, oh my dear queen, please forgive me. I will never commit this. I will always keep you in my heart now. I will not leave you. So he started repenting and he started repenting for his sinful activity. That's how the jiva get free from his sin. So just the conclusion in today's discussion, what I saw, that every sadhaka have a dharmic intelligence. Like Maharaj tells, good dog and bad dog. So sometimes the bad dog become very powerful and that take you in the wrong direction. But the dharmic intelligence in the form of Paramatma, he always gives you suggestion to do the good activity. Just like when Sugriva forgot the instruction of Lord Ram, that time Lakshmana in the form of dharmic intelligence came to remind the right thing. And Sugriva followed the right thing. That is how the devotee does. But the non-devotees like Ravana's, he was doing so many sinful activity and dharmic intelligence in so many ways came to remind him. Vibhishan reminded to do the good activity. Leave Sita, didn't listen. Angad also came. Hanuman also came. Sita himself also told herself, but didn't listen. Just see, that is the non-devotees. So many ways dharmic intelligence was reminding to do the good thing. But Ravana didn't listen. Vinasakale viprata buddhi. And he killed. So that is how a devotee, if he takes the choice to listen to the dharmic intelligence, then always he will win the good way. So for devotee, the dharmic intelligence in our day-to-day life, it could be like guru, sadhu, sastra. Guru in the form of Prabhupada, our own spiritual master, hearing their lecture, Vani and Bapu, Seva. So that always keeps the sadhaka in the right path. And sadhu sangha, the Vaishnava sangha, they are very close to you. And they always observe you. Immediately if you do something wrong, Prabhu,
you are not doing this. Immediately they give you a feedback. And that time, how you are taking the feedback is a very big thing. That's how Prabhupada tells Mahavakya is, if you want to please me, cooperate between each other. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. And the Shastra, Vaishnava Shastra is there. Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when you are touched with these three things, your intelligence is sharpened and it is always, dharmic intelligence is strengthened and it always give you in the, take you in the right direction. Hare Krishna. Any questions, any comment on today's discussion? Okay. Gantra Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki chai. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki chai.